Hello, good
afternoon.
Hey, Tom, good afternoon, sir. My name is Richard. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name and number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes on your time so I can conduct the survey?
Yeah, we could do that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Now, see here. What is the highest, the first question is, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received, sir?
The highest degree is associate's degree.
Associate's degree. Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. And, sir, what is your race?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered to vote in the Northeast Ohio, Cleveland area.
Okay. All right, sir. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or you will definitely vote? Or have you already voted?
I've not voted yet, but I'm probably going to vote. Yeah, good chance.
Okay. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
On election day, vote.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you're just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
Probably right around a 6.
Six? Okay, thank you. Now, we like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, the first person is Nick Bankston.
Never even heard of him.
Never heard of him? Okay. What about Joseph Motel?
Never heard of him.
Shannon Harden?
Nope, never heard of him.
Louise Gill?
Nope, never.
What about Farhan Jetty?
Nope, never heard of him.
Adrian Hood?
Nothing, nope.
What about the Columbus City Council?
Don't know any of them.
Okay, and what about Nancy Day Auer?
Nope, no more.
Andrew Ginther?
Nope, nothing.
Emmanuel Remy?
Nothing, nope.
Okay, sir, thank you. And next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so that the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
I'd rather vote in some new people.
Okay. And if the November election for Mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motel?
Hi, Joseph.
Okay, Joseph. Okay. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Auer or Louise Gill?
Hi, Louise.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Louise Gill for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain, or you don't know?
I'm somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Thank you. Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
Hi, Nick.
Nick Bankston? Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Nick Bankston for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain, or you don't know?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Okay, sir. We're almost done here. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel Remy? Okay. And how certain are you that you will be voting for Emmanuel Remy for Columbus City Council? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain, or you don't know?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain. Okay. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School Districts that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements. At a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each dollar of taxable value, which amounts to 270 for each $100,000 of the city of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first through in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Yes.
Yes, you approve this measure, or you lean yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would approve it.
Okay. Now, in politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
More of a Republican right now.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
I'm pretty strong.
Pretty strong? Okay. And are you married, sir, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, one.
One. Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
The Republican Donald Trump?
Yep.
Okay. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Right around $120,000 for both of us.
Okay. Okay, sir. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for helping me out, sir. And you have a blessed evening, sir.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.